The Glenties area MD, we put forward three areas for exclusion, which would be the especially high scenic community areas, the Gibara River Basin, and places where the freshwater pair mussel and its catchment area. What has to happen now is that the council have to go back to further mapping to incorporate these three proposals, and then that will come back to the full council meeting in May before it goes out to public consultation.
Some members suggesting there's a risk that the council is becoming too restrictive, and in doing so, it may actually invite challenges to Anbar Pleanála or indeed the courts and bring the council back to where it was when previously, a few years back, provisions went into the development plan, but ultimately they were overturned nationally.
Yeah, and I suppose those are fears, they're real fears for members. We've had a turbulent time with wind energy policy in the county and with the department. However, as councillors in Donegal, what we have to do is we have to put forward what we believe is the best for the county. And today that's what we're doing. And that's what we will be doing. We'll continue to do. We'll fight this battle here in the county. And if people from outside of the county want to come in and overturn it, that's up to them. But what we have to do within our county development plan is make it as good as it possibly can be for the people of the county.
And then, as you say, in May, it goes out and let the people have their say.
That's exactly it. It'll go out to public consultation and it's open to everybody in the county and further afield to make submissions on the wind energy policy of the county development plan.